The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi guys, you're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the south on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streaming to the planet on freshfm.co.nz. Hi guys, welcome back. I'm Imogen.
Hi, I'm Kinnery.
Hi, I'm Trisha.
Hi, I'm Nicolie.
Hello, my name is David.
And we're so happy to be back. We haven't been in the recording studio since last year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been so long.
It's been so long. And so we thought to welcome back the new year, you know, we would start by just talking about what multicultural youth means to us, especially because we're recruiting. We have a lot of year 13s that left at the end of the year and a lot of year 13s that are going to leave this year, which is absolutely heartbreaking. How could you do that to us, Kinnery?
I'm so sorry.
Traitors. But yeah, if you're listening to this and you hear our stories about how much we love multicultural youth and think, oh my gosh, I would love that to be me too, you should follow us on our Instagram. Our Instagram is Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman.
Yeah.
So yeah, just search us up and send us a message and
come along to one of our meetings.
Yeah, our meetings are so fun. So let's start by talking about you, Trisha, because you kind of have the longest story about being involved in multicultural Nelson Tasman. Maybe not the youth part, but yeah. When was the first time you were at an event organized by multicultural Nelson Tasman?
The first time I was at an event was probably, it's changed now, the name. It used to be called Race Unity Day.
Yeah.
It was at Victory Square Park. And I think it was back in 2000-something.
How old were you?
I don't know. I think I was like 5 or 6.
Whoa. Yeah, she's an OG.
Yeah, I started dancing for them for like little because there was older multicultural youth members who wanted me to dance and stuff. And then I think later on, I just enjoyed dancing. Mm-hmm. And then I love like the multicultural youth spirit. And then I decided to join when I was old enough.
Yeah, when she was 13, I brought her along to her first meeting. And it was so exciting because, you know, she's had such a big impact in the community. It's just like she wasn't old enough to really have a say. And then now she's blossomed into this amazing representative of her culture, you know?
Wow, that's so inspiring. So you were just kind of waiting till your clock was like ticking along till you reached the age.
Yeah, like my time.
And she shined.
That's so cute.
Okay, David, you are a little nepo baby when it comes to multicultural youth. Nelson Tasman, do you want to talk about your brother?
Yeah. So I guess he was one of the founders of the Mint. I guess it started, I think he told me when a teacher reached out to him and a couple of his friends, I'm pretty sure, saying there's this group forming, or like if they want an opportunity to form a group in a multicultural Nelson Tasman organization. And then they were like, cool, yeah. And then they started it, I guess. And then after that, I didn't really know about it when he was in it. I only knowed after he left college. So, and then he showed me a poster of the movie night and I was like, you should go, you should join. I was like, yeah. And then the year after at, I think it was October in Mass
in
Parade.
The Mass Parade, yeah.
And then I think I started joining there.
So how long have you been in Mint for, David?
I think 2022.
Mm-mm.
2021? 2024.
My bad. That's still a while.
Yeah, two years. For 2 years.
Actually, no, 2023. Sorry, that's a lie.
Because I joined in 2024.
Yeah.
Me too.
2023. Hey, good. So I think, around 3 years. It was like, I think it's been an amazing experience. You know, been really welcoming. Have lots of fun.
Are you sad that you're leaving?
Are you going to miss us, David?
Yeah, are you going to miss the events?
Yeah, definitely I'm going to miss all, like, helping out and volunteering with friends and stuff.
Aww. And just How about the people in it. Are you going to miss it?
It's and a rough movie subject. I'm going to miss it so much. Yeah.
Do you guys think multicultural youth Nelson Tasman like changed who you are in like personal way?
Definitely. Yes. I think if I never joined Mint, I think I would not be the person that I am today. I think before I joined, I was just not really in touch with my, like, my Thai side, I guess, of myself. Like, I hadn't really, like, I still spoke the language at home with my mom sometimes. Like, I go to the temple sometimes for events and things, but I never really was properly educated on all this stuff and how to approach, like, all of these events that we're at and how to properly represent myself and feel comfortable in my identity, because I think I wasn't really as surrounded by multicultural youth before I joined Mint. So I think being in a space where everybody was the same, kind of like everybody had their own unique identity and everybody was embracing that and nobody was really
afraid
no one was afraid to show that, I think that really helped me grow and mature in the way that I approach that stuff.
Yeah, I think I feel the same way, because I think when I was younger, even though I performed my culture dance, I think there was still like a part of me where I still felt shy expressing my cultures and stuff. So once I joined multicultural, it like helped me bloom and be more expressive of my culture.
Yeah, I mean, especially for you, Trisha, I remember when you first joined, you couldn't speak like really perfect Nepali, but there were the other Nepali girls that were part of Mint who like helped you, and I remember seeing that and like witnessing it is also such a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
that's so sweet.
So I first joined Mint. It's actually, Mint saved my life, I'm not even kidding. I moved here at the end of 2022, and then after only living in Nelson for a couple of months, I was at the Multicultural Festival. And I saw Esther Rivas, our old chair, going up on the stage and doing a beautiful speech about how multicultural youth meant so much to her. And immediately me and my sister were just like, we have to be part of this group. And I remember getting the email, being invited to the first Mint meeting, and then going. And it was just a moment of like, oh, this is the first time I've ever felt at home. You know, like it was just like, I remember walking through that door and especially going from an international school where it was kind of like Mint all the time, you know what I mean? But then going from that to nothing, like to New Zealand where I suddenly was the only kid of color in all my classes, and then being like, oh, but this is my space. Like this belongs to me.
Yeah.
It's just such a special feeling. And it's not like we're just a group of kids who hang out, but it's like we are all so passionate and we really do want to make a difference, and we do make a difference, you know? Yeah. Like, we're recognized in the community for changing things and standing up for what we believe in, and I just think, oh my gosh.
I think it's cool that we make a difference for the community around us, but also for the members of Mint. Like,
definitely.
Literally everybody always has something great to say about it, how it changed them as a person. And I think it's really interesting, Imogen, because I had almost the same experience with joining Mint that you did, because I came from an international school as well. But I think the difference is when I moved here, I was stripped of that environment for quite a few years before I found out what Mint was, because I moved when I was a bit younger than you.
Yeah.
So I kind of lost touch with that for quite a while. So I don't know, I felt quite drained of that. And then when I joined Mint, it like reminded me of why I love this so much and why it means so much to me. Because I feel like I might have forgotten about that for a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
It was like a little, hey, this is who you actually are. Remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And I mean, like, another beautiful thing about Mint is our relationships. Mm. We always talk about it in, like, seasons. Like, there was season one of Multicultural Youth and season two. And I've been in Mint for quite a few seasons. David and I have seen quite a few of our year 13s leave. And then we get new Minties like Trisha and Nicolie, you know? And I think that that's another beautiful thing, because there are so many different dynamics that come through our space, but all of them are beautiful and it's all built on respect and like love, you know what I mean? Like we are literally a family. Our beautiful coordinator, Ramisha, is
we
our mother.
We love her so much, Ramisha.
Genuinely, I would not want to spend my time with anyone else.
Yeah, I feel the same.
I feel happiest, safest, most represented, but also just like most loved when I'm in that office with you guys, you know?
Definitely. I feel like we're not only educating ourselves, but we're also educating the younger ones as well
by
like representing.
Yeah, that's definitely like in our new project that we're doing with the primary schools.
Yeah.
When we're going around and like teaching these little kids, especially for me, I went to primary school in New Zealand for a little bit. And like, I remember having no one that looked like me and thinking, like, I just think if one kid just came to my school and told me like your guys' stories and my story, it really would have changed my life. And I think like doing these tiny little things, like telling a story in a school doesn't seem like that much, but it's like all of these bridges. Like
a big impact. Yeah, we need to remember that these kids are so young as well, and everything feels so much bigger when you're that little.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a lot to compare things to. So obviously, like, oh, these cool big kids are coming to my school. That's going to feel really important. And you're going to, like, you're going to remember that for a bit.
Yeah. Nicoli is one of our new members. So do
yeah,
you
you're being quite quiet that? There, Nicoli.
Yeah.
Tell us about
how you joined.
Yeah.
I remember, like, seeing a post about, like, multicultural festival and, like, Tasman Asian Food Fair Night. And I was like, oh, that looks, like, really fun. So I was like, I want to go to one of their meetings. So I remember my mum calling Ramisha, who is the organizer, and I remember coming to one of the meetings, and I was like, oh, I love this. And I started volunteering at festivals and stuff, and I really enjoy it. So, yeah.
That's cute.
I remember the first time you came in to the office with your sister, Nicoli, and you guys were, like, so shy, and I remember thinking, we're going to make her something amazing. You know, like, we're going to build up her confidence. I can just see her being a perfect member.
Yeah, and now that, she's very confident.
Yeah, I think that happens with a lot of our new members.
Yeah,
like, I felt the same as well when I joined. Yeah. Like,
me too.
And, yeah, you guys feel the same as well. Like, you're so, like, quiet and in, like, inwards. But then I think Mint just brings out a lot of stuff in you that you, like, seeing other people do things that you didn't think you could do, and then kind of being forced into doing those things as well sometimes.
Yeah, like, that's like our emceeing.
Yeah.
Never, like, there was 12,000 people at the multicultural festival. Never once in my life would I have thought that I could emcee. But Kinnery and I and Trisha, we all emceed, and it was so fun. You know, like, that's such a beneficial experience. And it's just, we bring out the confidence in each other.
Yeah. When you're put in that position and you kind of just have to survive your way through it, like, you find ways to do it, and then it really builds on your strengths.
And I feel like how many kids our age can say they do stuff like that? Like, we're missing school not because we're wagging or because we're sick, we're meeting the governor general and performing for them and stuff like that.
That's,
you know,
quite a cool opportunity to have.
It's so cool. We get given so many opportunities that I think especially brown kids get missed out on a lot, you know? Like,
definitely.
If that was through the school, a lot of our opportunities would just be skipped over us.
Yes.
And Mint ensures that we are the priority. And I think that's just such a beautiful thing to know, like, there are people in our community ensuring that we still get represented.
And those people believe in you and that they know that you can do it, so it's really nice when they push you to do things.
It's nice to have, like, someone behind your back, you know, there just in case.
I remember walking through the multicultural festival this year. It was just early in the morning, and I was the only Minty there, and I was like, oh, everyone's late, I'm all alone. And then I was walking through the festival, and it was just all of the different community groups setting up, cooking their food, and everyone was just waving at me, chatting with me, smiling at me, being like, oh, I remember you from when you were so small. And it was just like this feeling of, oh, this is my place. Like, this is my community. Yeah, maybe the Minties aren't here, but I know everyone in this community. Like, I really am, like, fully embedded in the multicultural space, and that's because of Mint. And it's just the best feeling ever. It makes you feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think because a lot of people of color face similar struggles, especially moving to a place like this,
where they speak no languages and stuff.
Definitely.
And I think when we all struggle when we all struggle together, it helps you understand what other people are going through, and then it just helps build those connections because, you know, it's just like,
it's
so
beautiful
what you're going through.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's nice to feel understood by somebody else and also understand how they're feeling.
And, like, something I always think about is we really are not the same. Like, none of us come from the same countries. None of us, or besides a couple, none of us speak the same languages. None of us have grown up eating the same foods. None of us have the same stories. But we are so united. And that's such a beautiful thing because, you know, people categorize, like, brown people, but, like, we are the most diverse, you know?
Exactly.
Brown people, what does that mean? That means majority of the world.
Yeah.
And so You know, I think that that's something as well. Like, we're really learning to empathize with each other and learn each other's stories and then find connections in those stories.
Mm. There's unity in diversity.
There's exactly. unity in diversity. My exactly.
quote.
It's so good.
Yeah. I just really... Yeah, actually, you're right. None of us are the same.
None of us.
I say that we all feel so similar, but that's not true at all. I think it's because we
feel like a family.
The fact that we're so different has given us some of the same experiences that have been out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know?
I think another thing along the lines of like unity and diversity is our age ranges,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
We are really a friend group. Like, even outside of Mint, we hang out together as friends. And we range from the ages of 18 to what, like 14.
Mm.
And that I don't think that that's like really normal. I don't think that you can find lots of friend groups that have such big age gaps. But I think that's a really cool thing because it means like, you know, we have Minties who join college and we look after them. And we have, like, Kinnery, you're our cultural leader this year. And, you know, I know little girls who are looking at her being like, she's my friend. And she's also the leader on, like, our stage representing all of us. You know, there's something so beautiful about that.
Yeah. I think school really tries to separate you into, like, year groups and ages.
Yeah.
Like,
this is your age. Only, this is your year group. So you're only friends with that person.
Only the 14-year-olds can be friends with 14-year-olds. Like, And I think having a wide range of ages helps build up the younger children as well because you have someone to look up to, and because these older people are doing so much for the community and they've been doing this for a while, so they're obviously a bit wiser, and having someone to look up to, it like kind of trains you into becoming like them as well. And then when you're older, having these younger people kind of reminds you of why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, like I joined Mint when I was 13 and now I'm in year 12 and I'm the chair, you know?
Mm.
And now we have all of these really young Minties who were my age when they joined, and I just see them and I'm like, you're going to become just like me, you know? Like they probably don't think that, but literally it was yesterday I was the exact same as them, like just joined Mint, so nervous. I remember Chia and Esther and Samadhi and all these people were like this little Emmy, like and like they're the exact same. In a couple of years they're going to be sitting here talking about their experience with Mint and they'll be completely different people and they'll have the little ones, you know? It's a cycle and I think it's just such a beautiful cycle.
It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
And another thing I just remembered was about having like different ages in this group and being so close. I remember, because I'm the cultural leader at my school, I remember when we were organizing cultural week, it was so stressful and there was so much stuff to do. And I remember there were points during that term where I was just thinking to myself, why did I sign up to do this? Like, why in the world would I ever volunteer to do this? Like, oh my goodness, this is so much to do. Like, it's not worth it. Oh, and I was just so like, oh.
Frustrated.
But then, when it got to the day and the weeks, I was seeing all these little kids running around having fun and enjoying what we had brought to them and what we had organized for them, and seeing especially all the Asian kids and all like the little brown kids being around and feeling seen by the other people in the school and being able to share their cultures. And they were just so happy to do that. And then that reminds me, I know why I'm doing this, because it's so worth it in the end to be able to share this with people and make them feel seen and understood. And I don't think I would have been able to do that without Mint.
Yeah, we support each other for sure, but also you did an incredible job.
You,
and Trisha were just...
Thank you, Trisha.
Like,
another
shining
Trisha,
stars. Yeah,
different Trisha, but...
But yeah, I think that's another thing is people don't see the behind the scenes. They see what happens on the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there was a lot of stress and panic that went into organizing all of our events, but especially Cultural Week is a big deal.
Yeah.
But, like, what people are seeing is this beautiful, vibrant representation of culture and people expressing themselves and feeling free enough to do so. And, like, that is what people see. They don't see you stressing about it and panicking and being like, oh, my God. La, la, la. Like, and that's beautiful, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good that,
you pulled it off.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was so nice. It was so rewarding. And I think just having that feeling is so good. Like, nothing compares to it.
Yeah.
Nothing compares to seeing other people enjoy the work that you've put into this event.
Definitely.
And, like, being... Because I've had little kids come up to me like, oh, my gosh, I love Cultural Week so much. Like, thank you so much. Like, all my friends tried my food. And all your friends tried your food? What do you mean? That would have never happened to me when I was younger. They would have...
Yeah,
like, that's another topic, but...
Yeah, yeah. It's so beautiful. And I think, like, it shows that we're evolving as people and the world is growing and becoming more inclusive. It may not feel like it right now because day by day we're not seeing huge amounts of change. Yeah. But, like, when you look back on it, wow, look at how diverse Nelson is. When my mom moved here, she was, like, one of the only Black people in the whole town.
Wow.
And now, you know, we have so many different communities representing.
Slowly but surely, we're making our way there.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was just thinking when you were talking about, like, events and organizing, that's another skill that we gain from Mint. It's like such a good skill.
We're not have been able to pull off Culture Week without Mint.
And exactly.
Like, it was like little like my training, you know?
Yeah.
Mint is like your training for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. It literally is. Like, we're hosting movie nights, we're replying to emails, we're planning with people, we're doing all this stuff. And it's like, wow, we're actually just 14-year-olds, you know?
Yeah.
But we're doing these great things, and it's like people recognize that, and also we're gaining so much skill of communicating with people and getting our ideas off of paper and actually happening. I think that's a big thing that kids don't do as much. It's like, oh, I have a good idea, but how do I execute it? And Rami supports us to actually execute it ourselves.
Thank you, Rami. Yeah.
Thank you, Rami. We love you.
We love you.
Okay, so now we're going to play a song.
Otros once bonitas que veo en San Juan, disfrutando de todas esas cosas que extrañan los que se van, disfrutando de noches de esas que ya no se dan, que ya no se dan, pero queriendo volver a la última vez. Ya los ojos te miré y contarte las cosas que no te conté.
¿Te parece a mi crush?
Y tirarte la foto que no te tiré.
Chavo, bro, es lindo, déjame traerte una foto.
Ey, tengo el pecho pelado, me dio una mata. El corazón dándome pata. Dime, baby, ¿dónde tú estás? Pa' llegarle con Roro, Julito, Cristal, Roy, Edgar, Seba, Oscar, Darnelly, Big J, tocando bata. Hoy la calle la dejamos, es barata.
Y sería cabrón que yo me toque el guiro.
Yo veo tu nombre y me salen suspiros. No sé si son petardos o si son tiros. Mi blanquita perico, mi kilo. Yo estoy en PR tranquilo. Pero debí tirar más fotos de cuando te tuve. Debí darte más besos y abrazos las veces que pude. Ey, ojalá que los míos nunca se muden. Y si hoy me emborracho, pues que me ayude. Estar con abuelo todo el día jugando dominó. Si me pregunto si aún pienso en ti, ya le digo que no. Que mi estadía cerquita de ti ya se terminó. Ya se terminó. Ey, que prendan las máquinas, voy pa' Santurce. Aquí todavía se da caña, chequeate la baby. Diablo, mami, qué dulce. Hoy yo quiero beber. Beber. Beber y hablar mierda hasta que me expulsen. Estoy bien loco, estoy bien loco. Cabrón, guía tú que estás caminando, yo estoy que choco. Estoy bien loco, estoy bien loco. Vamos a disfrutar que nunca se sabe si nos queda poco. Debí tirar más f***. Gente, los quiero con cojones, los amo. Gracias por estar aquí, de verdad. Para mí es bien importante que estén aquí. Cada uno de ustedes significa mucho para mí. Así que vamos para la foto, vengan para acá, métase todo el mundo, todo el corillo, vamos. Zumba. Ya Bernie tiene el nene y ya en la nena. Ya no estamos para la movie y las cadenas.
Vamos pa' las cosas que valgan la pena. Ey, pa'l perreo, la salsa, la bomba y la plana. Chequéate la mía, cómo es que suena.
Welcome back to That's Mint. You just listened to DTMF by Bad Bunny.
Previously on this episode, we were talking about what mint means to each one of us.
Now we're going to be talking about some upcoming events that we have.
Yay!
Because we have a busy calendar this year.
Definitely.
So
I'm pretty excited.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
What's most recent? Oh, tonight we're doing a fundraiser for Myanmar. It's a quiz night at, do you know where the restaurant is?
Fanny's.
Oh, yeah. So that's under Amnesty, but, you know, Mint supports. We love Amnesty.
David and is one of our school's Amnesty leaders.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about our fundraiser and what we're fundraising for?
So we're fundraising for a clinic in Myanmar. This, I'm not sure her name, but I think it was Dr. Mao Claudia. But she is a very talented person who has been mentioned in the New York Times for the best humanitarian award kind of thing.
Wow. Oh wow!
For like being, so she's,
that's big.
Yeah, so she's quite influential.
And all
so,
the money is going to her clinic, right, in Myanmar.
Yep, to help internally displaced people, which is like kind of the border people too. Of the kind
beautiful.
Of the conflict.
That's good.
And helping with like giving free medical to the refugees in the camps.
Please show up because we have a huge community from Myanmar, whether that be the Chen guys or the Karini people. We have so many, and it's important to show that we support them even though they're in New Zealand, you know.
Because it's rough having to like
watch your family and
not know what's going on fully. So, you know, just showing up, showing your support for the people who live around you.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Some more events in Youth Week, which is in the 23rd, I'm pretty sure, of this month. We're going to be doing a movie night.
Our movie night's on the 22nd.
Oh, sorry, the 22nd of this month. It's going to be at State Cinema. We haven't picked a movie yet, but stay tuned for that because we will be choosing one.
We'll have some food as well.
Oh, yeah, free food. So you guys should definitely come to that. And free tickets. We'll be putting up posters maybe in the next week.
I found out what movie we're watching. We're watching Coco.
Oh, exciting. Oh. That's a new update. what else is happening this year? We've got some more primary school projects. And then, there's definitely a lot in the works.
Yeah.
So just
keep an eye out. We're working on things.
Yeah, look at our Instagram. Make sure to stay updated.
Yeah.
And if you heard this episode and you really thought, I would love to be a part of this group, we would absolutely love to have you. Please come to our meetings.
Please
we have
come,
them every
come.
Thursday at the Multicultural Nelson Tasman office at 4:00, or just flick us an email, or Instagram text, and we would love to hear from you. So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you,
everybody.
And bye. Have a good evening, day.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.